Welcome to the Gospel Road. James 1 is what we'll look at today. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, it says, greetings. Testing your faith, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it comes, is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, becomes forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will be brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perceives being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks his religious, and whoever thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and keep to oneself unstained from the world. James 1. I just read through this and I'm failing everywhere. It says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast in trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life with, which God has promised to those who love him. Lacking wisdom, asking God for wisdom, but asking it without doubt. How good are you with that? I ask for many things, and I seem to have doubt, which means I'm unstable in all my ways. You know, it's a frustrating world that we live in when we're not perfect. I know I'm not. I'm trying to do the best that I can, trying to be the best that I can to help people, to get the job done. I have a job that I have to do every day, which has been very frustrating lately. Very frustrating. Not rewarding, I can tell you that. Right now, by any means, has it been rewarding. In fact, I was reading something earlier this week. And it says Halloween. Yes, we're talking about Halloween for a second, because this was just a week ago. Got Thanksgiving right around the corner. In fact, I just got the information from my aunt about Thanksgiving again this year. But anyway, so it's Halloween, a day when we get it right. Strangers come to us, beautiful, ugly, old, and scary. And we accept them all without a question. Compliment them, treat them kindly, and give them good things. Why don't we live like that? There's a quote that I shared. Then I thought about that. Because Halloween, almost, not though it's not a holiday, but it almost kicks off the holiday season. Because from Halloween we go into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving into Christmas. Christmas into New Year's. Now, depending on who you talk to, maybe Halloween should be a holiday, especially if you're on the religious side. I know with Catholics, I know All Saints Day is a required mass day. It's not how they say it. I can't think of it right now, and I'm sure someone will comment to correct me, but Holy Day of Obligation, there we go. All Hallows Eve. And that's true. I thought about that. You know, you have kids coming to your door, you're giving them candy. But then that leads into the holidays of Thanksgiving, of gratitude, to where now everyone is really being generous. Sharing love, sharing charity over the next couple months. Then right back to the squander, to the hate. I'm not saying it goes away over the next 2 months. You just are not hearing about it as much, usually. You know, maybe the media backs off of it for a little bit. When we are tested with things, when things happen, how do you react? You know, they say the biggest part of anything is our reaction to things. Usually I can keep my reaction pretty calm. Lately, not so much. Not felt this way in a long time. Because there was a point that I was walking around angry. And that was many years ago. Now I seem to be walking around angry again. Not having the opportunity to let it out, to disengage, to relax, to disconnect. You know, again, we need to be the best that we can be, being the best today, better today than we were yesterday, better tomorrow than we are today, because it's a constant learning. You know, as I share my words of the day every day, I do a video and I post that on social media to the point that people are asking me what's the word of the day, and I'm like, I can't remember. That was this morning, and I've done a lot of work since then, and now it's kind of slipped from my brain. I'd have to go back and look at it again. But always figuring out a way to better ourselves in some way. You know, learning a new word, learning a new hobby, you know, doing something, you know, something with our hands, being creative. I had somebody mention to me hobbies the other day. It's one thing I really don't have any hobbies. Never have. I've been in a business that I just work so much. Never had time for a hobby. On the other side of that coin, wasn't allowed to have a hobby. It's kind of an odd way to saying that. I'm sure some of you understand where I'm coming from when I say that. You know, my hobby pretty much became work. I didn't have to be home. But work was fun. You know, being on the radio and doing things, it's just, I mean, you could say a lot of hobbies came from me on there, because then I started doing a lot of other research in different things, learning a lot of different stuff. Became easier with the internet. Yes, because I grew up without that. Many of us have. But, you know, once you all of a sudden have Google on your phone, research became a lot easier. But how much of it's true and how much is not, right? You know, we get tested every day. We have to deal with people every day, and that's not always easy. Different personalities, different characters. Some that just irritate the fire out of us. Some maybe we get along with, or maybe sometimes you just not really getting along with anybody. But it's trying to be the best that we can. You know, being quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Many times I can be quick to hear. Sometimes I'm slow to speak. Sometimes slow to anger. And usually, the slow to anger for me, it just builds up, and then it just happens when no one's around. Or certain people that I kind of vent to when it comes out. James 1, that's what we looked at today. How can it help you be better? Be better today. Have a better holiday. You know, the whole point of that quote that I shared is how we can get it right sometimes, but it doesn't stick. It goes away. And we need to strive to always get it right. every day. Not just sometimes, not just certain times of the year. Now, I know I will be the first to fail at that. But it's doing the best that I can. Now, the whole doubting thing, I try not to. Again, the whole doubting thing, many times it's even having that faith in yourself. I lack that. People tell me all the time how good I am at things, and I get things done, and I know a lot of stuff, which probably, it is true. I never say that, share that, as well as I probably should. But at the same time, I'm constantly second-guessing myself. Did I do it right? I mean, my brain, this weekend, because we fell back, so the time changes. So I had to do different things on editing the logs, and yeah, all weekend my brain is, did I do those right? What's it going to be like when I get back to work tomorrow? We'll find out. Second-guessing myself, doubting myself. Try not to do that. I also try not to boast. I try to be humble. Depending on who you talk to, that is possibly a failure of mine too. See, you know, we always keep hearing things from different people of what we are, how we are, what we do. And you know, a lot of that always sticks in your head, and it's hard to get rid of it. It is. Try to quiet the voices. Some days they just scream so much louder than others. James 1. Read that today. How does it help you be that better person? You know, learn. Gain wisdom. Do the best that you can every day. Always trying to learn something new. If you need to, follow me. I'll get you a word every day. You can learn a word. If you enjoyed this, you can always share it on social media, where you can also find me. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I had somebody giving me grief about how I fell into TikTok. I'm like, yeah, with this whole word of the day thing. So it's been over a year now. Which I've been noticing my TikTok numbers are going up all of a sudden. Kind of funny. Anyway, find me those. Also YouTube, My Buddy Jimmy. MyBuddyJimmy.com. Wherever you're listening, be sure to give a rating, because that rating also helps the podcast, the show. Gives a little more credibility, I guess you could say. Helps push it around for people to find it. Yeah, James 1, read that today. Try to be better today than yesterday, being the best that you can be. Because, you know, that's what we're all trying to do, being that better husband, friend, wife, parent, grandparent, sibling, aunt, uncle. Again, we're all trying to be the best that we can be. Both personally and professionally, helping one another to help them when others are really hurting, really picking them up. Not kicking them when they're down and holding them down, no. It's picking them up and helping them so they can keep moving forward. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at SpinalTuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines, across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.